Hello, this is Natasha, and this is the 7th episode of our story about Gladys and the girl band called The Chicks. If you've heard the earlier episodes, you will know that Gladys has been helping her 3 older sisters on their way to the top as a girl band. Arnie, their manager, has entered them for the Eurovision Song Contest, but Gladys's sister Laura has dropped out of the band. It was the physical education lesson at school. Gladys was jogging round the football pitch. She wasn't a very fast runner, and as she went, she thought about what sort of song would have the best chance of winning the Eurovision Song Contest. People from all over Europe have got to like it, she thought to herself, including all those countries in the eastern part, like Latvia, Estonia, Albania, Romania. There are loads of them. And all of them vote for the winner. I wonder what they were like. I need some ideas for words. After school finished, Gladys stayed late for a piano lesson. Her teacher was from Estonia. She was extremely beautiful and rather serious. Gladys and she got on well together. When it was time to go home, Gladys asked her, Maria, what do you miss most about Estonia? And Maria put her music sheets in her bag and said, I miss the sound of music students practicing their scales. I miss running and hiding from the rain in the door of the conservatory. I miss the smell of the lilac trees in spring. And although Gladys thought that Maria's answer was very romantic and poetic, she didn't give her an idea for a pop song. So she said, But in general, what do people in Eastern Europe really like?
Oh, well, everybody is different. But in general, we like music, we like art, we like science, we like laughter, we like to cry a bit, we like the theatre, we like the circus.
Thank you, said Gladys. That really helps me with something I'm doing. Because now she had her idea for a song. Yes. She thought, everybody likes the circus. The Russian circus comes to London every year, so it's a real East European thing. And the chicks can have some great circus costumes and dance moves. That's it. We'll do a circus song. And so when she got home, she went up to her room and started to think of all her favourite circus acts and to work them into the words of a song. You taught me to fly and to swoop to your arms, and though I soared high, I came to no harm. You sawed me in half and you pulled me apart, and though I really laughed, you'd broken my heart. You stood me quite still and you threw straight your knives, and though you didn't kill, you used 8 of my lives. You rattled my cage and you cracked your whip. And though I really raged, I only bit my lip. You set up a hoop and I jumped through fire. And although you were cool, you lit up my desire. You stretched a high wire and you made me walk. And though you said you were a flyer, it was only talk. You threw custard pies and you made funny sounds. And though I loved your lies, you were only clowning around. Her song was coming on nicely, but she still had to persuade her sister Laura to rejoin the Chicks. Laura was into indie music these days, and Gladys wondered if she would be too proud to take part in the Eurovision, which, after all, everyone knows is a bit naff. And to tell you the truth, Laura was still in quite a strange mood. She spent a lot of time on her own and wasn't talking to her sisters very much at all.
Gladys went to see her in her room. She found her lying on her bed reading a magazine about celebrities. Laura, she said, have you ever heard of anything so naff that it's cool? And Laura said, I suppose like a TV programme that we all watched when we were kids 10 years ago. When you see it now, it's kind of naff because it's out of date. But it's kind of cool at the same time. Or come to think of it, Gladys, sensible shoes and glasses can be a bit naff but cool at the same time. Because it's a look that you've made your own. And Gladys thought that this was an interesting answer, because up until then, nobody had ever suggested that her shoes and glasses might be cool. She thought she might just have a chance of winning Laura over, so she came to the point. What about taking part in the Eurovision? Is that so naff that it's cool? Well, said Laura, sitting up now and looking more interested. I suppose winning anything is cool. And getting no points is kind of cool. But on the other hand, coming 14th just behind Belgium is pretty naff. But is it a risk worth taking? I mean, if the chicks were in the Eurovision, would you like to sing for us? And Laura said something that surprised Gladys very much. And what she said was this. Gladdy, if you were organising it, I would go for it. Because you're a smart girl, Gladdy. I mean it. If I've learned anything recently, it's that you've got the brains not just for homework and that kind of school stuff, but for life. And Gladys felt wonderful. Because not only were the chicks back in business, but her sister really appreciated her. The chicks worked hard to get their act into shape. Their aim was to get on the national TV show and then to be picked as the British entry in the competition. Just 3 weeks later, they took part in an audition to see if they were good enough to go on the show. The auditions were held in a fringe theatre space in Islington. The chicks travelled across London by train and underground, and then spent 20 minutes wandering round in the rain trying to find the venue. They were a bit bedraggled by the time they arrived, but none of the sisters complained to Gladys. 4 judges sat in the front row of the darkened theatre. The chicks performed their song with just a pianist for backing. They sang their words and did their circus moves. But as Gladys watched from the side wings, she could see that the routine was still a bit ragged. At the end of the song, Laura and Mandy bowed and Sam curtsied. They smiled because that's what Gladys told them to do. But she could see it was a bit forced. One of the judges was the TV programme's producer. She asked the only question. So why do you want to represent Britain in the Eurovision Song Contest? Mandy and Sam carried on smiling, but clearly could not think of an answer. Because the chicks are the best, said Laura. Thank you, said the producer. We'll let your manager know. And that was it. The audition was over. In the changing room, Sam said, That was easily the scariest thing we ever did. Wasn't it just? Said Mandy. Just 4 people staring at you. I mean, I felt like I was walking naked down the street. But hey, said Laura, performing in front of 50 million people won't be scary at all. Gladys wasn't at all sure that the girls had passed the audition. But their manager, Arnie, told her not to worry. It was just a formality, he said.
And so the girls kept practicing their act. Arnie brought in new backing musicians. They tried out different costumes. The choreographer worked on their routine, and a special effects man came in to work on stage smoke and fiery hoops. And when they did get the invitation to take part in the first British round on TV, they were feeling ready to go. Gladys called Arnie and said, "I want the chicks to arrive at the television centre feeling like they are on top of the world. I hope you don't think this is a bit cheeky, but do you think you could get a taxi?" And Arnie said, "Right on, Gladdie. The sisters have been good girls recently, working really hard. It's time for the red carpet." And on the day of the show, the chicks travelled to the TV centre in Arnie's stretch limo. They were met in the reception by a young TV producer who led them through the security and along the corridors, past the doors to the big TV studios. They went into stage 5, which was a big room with lights, TV cameras and technicians plugging in cables. And the producer led them round the side to the back of the studio and down another corridor to their changing room. The costume designer came to help the girls with their outfits, which were all on the circus theme. Sam was a cute clown. Mandy was a leggy ringmaster in a top hat. And Laura was an acrobat in a glittery suit with lots of rhinestone. Then the makeup artist came round and spent a long time on their faces. When they were ready, the producer led them to the green room, where the acts waited for the cue to go on stage. The TV presenter, who was famous for his smooth wit and charm, dropped in to see them. He chatted with them just like a normal person, not like he was some mega famous personality who everyone in the entire country instantly recognised.
"And why aren't you wearing your fancy dress?"
he asked Gladys.
I'm,
said Gladys. But she couldn't think how to describe herself or her role in the band. "This is our sister, Gladys," said Mandy. "And she's the brains behind the chicks."
"She's an artistic genius," said Sam.
"She's our secret weapon," said Laura.
"Wow," said the famous TV presenter. "I wish I had a Gladys."
"Yeah, I bet you do," said Laura, "because there's only one Gladdy, and she's ours."
But the presenter couldn't stay long because the show was starting. The light above the stage door turned red, and the TV show went live on air. The girls were ready for their first performance on TV. And that's the 7th chapter of Gladys and the Chicks. I hope you'll keep listening to the remaining 3 episodes to find out if they do represent Britain in the Eurovision Song Contest. For now, from me, Natasha.
Bye-bye!